Blog Talk Radio.
Blessed is he who is given, and are covered by the blood of the Lamb.
Season of Jubilee.
Yeah, yeah.
All that's been stolen.
down the pan, the uprising.
Take it up.
No time for compromising.
Take it up.
Jealousy and conniving.
Yeah, yeah.
Who know what is he striving? But the closet come out so you're hiding.
Cut
the gas if not go quick, you're hiding. Give thanks to God, God, that him we abiding.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Do It Radio. I'm TW. Thanks for joining us today and every Thursday to Walk the Talk, brought to you by DoItAllInTheMall.com, the largest online shopping mall with over 5,000 of America's favorite stores to shop online. Now, please note, we do not own the rights to any of the music or commercials heard here at Let's Do It Radio. Now, today's topic will be steps required to improve life. Now, additionally, please note that our biggest goal here at DoItAllInTheMall.com is to partner with you, our listeners, to create fundraising events that empower ongoing opportunities that everyone can participate in by simply going to DoItAllInTheMall.com's homepage, clicking on the donation button, and donating as little as $2 to as much as a household can afford. So, yes, if you're willing to break the bank, we're willing to help you out. Now, this is our first big fundraiser we're launching for all businesses partnering with us here at DoItAllInTheMall.com. The advertising is to advertise at different golf courses throughout our nation each year. Now, also, if you personally have a product or service you'd like to advertise, please feel free to leave a comment below or visit our homepage, which is doitallinthemall.com. Click on the Advertise with Us banner, complete the contact form, and press send.
Blessed be the King of Israel in the name of Jesus. Give thanks and praise the Lord and name of Jesus Christ. Someone call him Jesus Christ. Check it.
Wish I knew then what I know now. Almito.
How sweet the name of Jesus sounds.
I'm sure that wasn't a sweet song.
Wish I knew then what I know now.
I love you, Jesus.
When
you
trust in the Lord, He never lets you down.
Why? Well, one time Ghana was a dangerous sinner. Never used to send me bills before me eat me dinner. When me boil up, nobody couldn't make me simmer. Hot me too hot, every little thing me hina. No me find twice, I am a new grand beginner. But now can carry me, I feel come out as the winner. Me love Jesus more than Benjamin. Give them the word of God, yeah, me singer.
Hallelujah, Christ is
I am happy in Jesus.
Glory, glory, I'm happy to
glorify His name, don't never be ashamed. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I him make me lungs, them a pumping on me chest. I got him in me life and I him blow me breath. But who no like it by this, cause I not fear less. And of them beg to me change all me flex. They ask it that he does the kill his life me reject. Satan could have never, never run me to a wreck. I am living by the Spirit and not by the flesh.
Thank you.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome back. That was an awesome song, huh? Well, last week we talked about being committed to being involved, to making a difference in our lives, to one of the steps required to improving our life. This week we're going to talk about the importance of listening with an intent to understand. I'm looking for my co-host. Is he there? Chris, can you hear me?
I am. Just looking for the unmute button. My bad. I'm here.
Yeah, we were talking about, like I said, last week we spoke about to being involved. And this week's topic, once again, is going to be being committed, watch this, to listening with an intent to understand. I don't know about you, Chris, but I know I myself, there have been times when folks are trying to explain something to me, and I'm just so poignant on, you're going to see it my way, when sometimes it requires for us to just shut up and listen. And listen,
right.
Watch
know,
this, not with an intent to defend a position. I beg your pardon?
Right. Oh, I was just going to reiterate what you were saying, is I completely and wholeheartedly understand that, because we're sort of hardwired to naturally do that, to defend ourselves. And, you know, I guess one of the things we always need to remember, that it's not bad to defend yourself, but at the same token, both people can be wrong at the same time, and both people can be right at the same time. But the only way that we're going to figure that out is by doing what you just said, is listening, not with the intent to overrule or overpower that person, but the game of understanding. So, yeah, I completely understand and agree.
I think that is so true, especially in male-female relationships today. It's true in business relationships. It's true in mother and children relationship, or I should say parent and children relationships. You know, oftentimes we're under the impression that we have the answer to everything, when relationships require joint decisions, require joint involvement. And I know myself, I've made mistakes from time to time, and that's why I'm really glad that I've got some mentors in my life who are really helpful with helping me to understand and see things from a different perspective. I know that I'm here in Houston, and one of my biggest goals is to get people involved in the process of change. You know, for those of us who are listening, who've ridden public transportation here, sometimes bus drivers can be really, for lack of a better word, nefarious, cold, indifferent. And I've found that when it comes to partnering with Metro Management to get things in place to get a better position in, or a better structure in place, they've really been really helpful in listening and helping me to address some of the concerns that I personally had. Same thing with the police department here. Same thing with the work environment. And I don't know if we have any listeners who have had troubles in their marriages. You know, there have been times. I know when I used to teach in the marriage ministry at my church, that people say, "Well, I want a relationship where I can talk to my spouse about anything," but we're not willing to listen.
Yeah, that's actually very true. And those words exactly. I just need one to listen. I've even found that, you know, people are willing to listen as long as you're willing to listen also. You can't expect someone to do something that you're not willing to do yourself. And sometimes to get what you want, you have to be the first one to do just that and listen and try and figure out what their needs are before you get your needs. You know, for those who are Christian, submission is a huge and powerful word.
You have a call.
Oh, hey, we have a call.
Okay.
But
hi there. Hi there. I wanted to make a comment about the statement that you made about the bus driver. I think that's a really good issue to talk about because we have so many people nowadays riding the transit system. And myself, when I was riding the transit system in Vegas, I felt that the bus drivers were very rude. They were not helpful. They were not polite. You didn't feel like they were safe, even if a lot of them now are in the little glass cages because of some recent attacks on the bus driver. But still, since they are in the safety of that little box, still be the customer service. Still smile. Still say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Still give that customer service the best that you can do. And the bus drivers really need to do better in greeting and making that environment safe and feeling like they're okay. I don't really like riding the bus, but I had to. And the experience of them not being polite really does not encourage me to ride the city buses again. Now, Greyhound is a wholly different type of a bus system. They do make sure that you're okay. They do help you with your luggage and help you get to your seat. So we need to get that same attitude in our systems on our streets. Thank you.
Before you go, I'd like to ask you, what city are you in?
I'm in Washington State.
Okay, Washington State. Awesome. Well, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. One of the things that if we want to see change, in my experience, if we want to see change, it will require our involvement. I would encourage you, ma'am, to contact your local city bus department and find out who the director of operations is. Go to the city meetings. Meet once or twice with those operations directors, because I noticed that a lot of cities are adding those cages, and I think personally that those cages that surround the bus drivers are serving to exacerbate the problem, because as you stated, it insulates them from having to interact with the other riders, and as a result, it creates barriers and walls instead of creating relationships and opportunity for encouraging folk to get involved in the process for change.
Well, yes, I do agree with you in certain parts of that. One, I do agree, yes, always go and try to deal with your city officials to get anything done. But personally, when you're right there and you see this bus driver, take that time to say something to him now, because by time you may wait for those bigger officials, that message may never get down to him. So take the time yourself to say, I wish it would have been more polite, or I wish you would have helped me more, or I wish you would have waited till I got to my seat before you drove off, you know, which did happen in Vegas. And I thought that was very rude because I could have fell and hurt myself. So, yes, I do agree. We need to go both avenues, tell them right then and there, and also go and contact your officials. So, yes, I do agree with you on that aspect of reaching out.
Outstanding. Any other questions?
But thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. And thank you for chiming in.
Yeah, you know, I wholeheartedly agree with that as well. So often, I think so many people have a predisposed disposition toward a lot of city workers and a lot of people even in retail and some others as well. And in order to get the positive thrown back at you, sometimes you have to throw a little positivity their way as well. I mean, it's a two-way street, which is what I was talking about, you know, submission. I'm not talking about being a doormat, but sometimes about, you know, making sure you uplift somebody else before you beg for your uplifting, and you have balance that out. So
that's right.
You know, it's not an easy thing to do, but sometimes you have to find the strength to be able to do it, and it takes a lot more work on positivity because it's really easy to be negative.
Key word you just stated, work. You know, I think so many of us fail to understand that in order to make a relationship happen, a lot of people are under the impression that relationships happen. They don't happen. They come via work. Faith without work is dead. So I can have all the faith in the world and I can pray until I'm blue in the face. If I don't put the work in, and the harder part of the work is oftentimes on ourselves. Like you said, Mr. Mooney, it is so difficult at times to listen and shut up. And I have to tell myself at times, stop talking, just listen. Don't say a word, just listen. And I found that I've learned quite a bit from doing that. So awesome point, Mr. Mooney. Hey, do we have any other callers? Any other listeners want to chime in?
I guess maybe, hopefully, a little bit later.
Right.
give me just a minute. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Okay.
Well, I'm still here on the line with you guys and enjoying listening to your show. I do think that, yes, we need to stop sometimes and listen and not be negative, because negative is not going to solve it. It's not going to make it better. And we have to start looking at things all around us. This is a new generation. This is a new era. This is a new walk of life. So we have to look and view things a lot differently than we have done it in the past.
I was watching a program last night talking about some of the gang violence right here in our city, in the city of Houston. And they were talking about things that should be done. And some of the gang members were saying that they'd like to see change, but they don't think that violence could ever stop. Some of them said, well, one of the ways to encourage interaction or new direction would be to get involved in sports. I think that that's my personal belief is that we should look at each opportunity that we encounter. When we encounter challenges with the police department, with city officials, with school teachers and the like, we should look at those as an opportunity to strengthen and better ourselves by learning how to handle conflict in a more positive manner, rather than looking at it as well, this joker here, I'm going to show you, because when we show them, we end up showing ourselves by losing our freedom. Is it worth it?
Well, that's true, and that's a great a way to look at it, get into the art, which we've talked about for years. But we got to start at the beginning. And in the beginning, I guess, because I'm from a different era, I'm from the 60s and going up. And so hearing the word gang members, number one, don't like the word. Number two, why do you even want to be considered a gang member? What happened to being a Boy Scout, Girl Scout, Campfire Girl, Brownies? What happened to a really clean title instead of the gang members? The gang members already comes with a negative feeling when you say the word. So why should we have a word that we use amongst our society that carries a bad feeling, bad things happen, bad emotions? Why would you want to be associated with that? I would.
Well, you know, one thing.
So I think
I would
when
like
you're talking
to...
about change, you have to talk about change in, you know, starting with what type of words do you want to be affiliated with?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, very true. But at the same token, I think one of the things that we have to do is change ourselves with that, because gangs aren't necessarily a bad thing. gangs in and of itself has turned it into a negative connotation.
Correct.
So, you know, we have to change our thought process on what a gang is. And because and the thing of why negative gangs, why gangs in and of themselves, when we talk about Bloods, Crips, and Disciples and all that, they form what we need to do more on the positive end, but on the negative end, they create groups that are tight-knit and act like families. Give you people who have your back. And if we did that in a positive way, because I was in Boy Scouts, but, you know, I grew up on a street where there was tons of gang activity, and they were always trying to get me to come their way. And it was tantalizing because it was a group of people who I thought might have my back, but I just did for myself decide differently. And fortunately, yeah. I did have a few other people who stepped in and were role models, giving me that positive aspect of what a tight-knit group would be. Even though that was my gang, it was a positive gang, not a negative one. It's just unfortunately that gangs in the negative sense have been popularized. So,
you know,
yeah,
but what I miss is, you know, when you first went to school, your first day, all the papers that you brought home, well, within those papers, you had a Boy Scout, Girl Scout application. I mean, it was there. It was there at the beginning, and I don't know if they're still doing that now, but that was kind of like you were a Girl Scout just like you were in PTA, thing that was the norm that you just knew you were doing. And I wish we would get back to that for these kids, you know, get them. We are going to do a show in the next couple of weeks, you know, encouraging the parents to design their kids' summer program now. You know, a lot of kids think going to summer school is not a good thing. Well, it is a good thing if you're having difficulty through the year. Stay in the school, in a summer school program. Improve so the next year you can be better. I went to summer school every summer. We continued with our education. We didn't get to play in the streets and get into things that weren't right. We had a structured summer program that we knew that we were going to do. We knew we were going to go to summer camp. We knew that we were going to go to the library and be in the book program. We knew that those things were going to happen. So, you know, I really suggest to parents, please now start planning for your kids' summer. You know, keep them in good games, clean games.
I think also we should encourage children, not just children, but adults as well, to take an active role in getting involved in the process of change. I think that we tend to take the impression, well, nobody would listen, nobody cares. People do care, and people will listen if we participate. That's been my experience. I know personally that I've had encounters, and I've heard, being an African American, I've heard that, you know, that a lot of times police officers abuse their authority. I've had police officers who have initially started to abuse their authority, but when they realize that I'm an educated young man, when they realize that I know the law because I've done some reading myself and I interact with police officers and police chiefs, I tend to get a much different response. I tend to get a much different interaction overall with police officers. And I'd like to teach some of those things to our young folk and to even some of our adults in our community. You know, let us get involved. Let us learn the political system so that we can affect change within the arena.
I wholeheartedly agree with that.
Mercy and His grace abound. So if you're looking for Him,
of the government.
Grab a hold of yourself now and get your blessings on my back now. We're living in a perilous time now.
Don't get yourself in line now.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and please continue to listen to Let's Do It Radio via our website, www.doitallinthemall.com. And as you're shopping with us, the largest online shopping mall providing over 5,000 stores, by shopping with us, please note that a percentage of your proceeds goes back to your community, making a difference nationwide. So please, take a tour and shop with us, www.doitallinthemall.com. And I appreciate your spending time with us today. I'm going to close this out with a little prayer. Father God, we thank you for all that you are and all that you represent in our lives. We glorify you, Master. We lift you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, that you open our ears, open our hearts, open our minds to receive that which is from you. I pray for every individual who is listening today, Lord God. I pray for their households. I pray for their children, God, that you will continue to give us favor, Lord God, in our lives individually and collectively. I pray, Lord God, that out of this program, you would birth new opportunities, new favor, Lord God, among your people. I pray, Lord God, that you would lift us and guide us, gird us and heal us, strengthen us on every side. Fortify your will, way, and purpose in our spirits and our minds. Lord God, create in us a hunger and a desire, Lord God, to seek out your face and seek out opportunity, Lord God, to get involved and partner with other relationships that will build your kingdom. In Jesus' name we do pray and thank thee. Hallelujah and amen.
Amen.
see you next week, guys.
Softly to me, himself to me. He said, my child, I am your destiny. Lonely night, I spent in agony as I prayed.
Why is it so important to shop at doitallinthemall.com? Well, think of it this way. Every time you're buying yourself something, you will be helping to improve somebody's community, life, and their journey. So join us now by shopping doitallinthemall.com. We can make a difference, but we can't do it without you. Shop today at www.doitallinthemall.com.